That was a live band performance on Thursday, July 14 at the TT Halifax Block Party, which took over Argyle Street from 5:30 to 8 p.m. The event was colorful and lively with music, a bouncy castle, art, and more. We interviewed the TD management team and some artists to learn more about the festivities.
Hi, I'm Tina Murphy, and I'm the Community Engagement Manager for TD here in Atlantic Canada.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you for speaking with me. What a great turnout. Tell me a little bit about the event. How long did it take to put together? How did you manage this?
This taking over a full street has evolved over the last few years. COVID, of course, set us back a little bit, but it was from the request of our employees who wanted to get out and show their pride in a bigger and better way.
And tell us about what is there here today. I noticed a face painting booth. Tell me what else is there.
Do you know what? We wanted a street that showcased both color and our pride. So we brought in face painters. We brought in a magician. We've got cotton candy, popcorn. We've got a football toss. We've got a photo frame and drag queens.
So how long has this been in the planning for? And does TD do this every year?
We've worked closely with Halifax Pride to make sure that we're aligned with their plans. And what's worked the best for us is that following the flag raising, we invite everyone to come up to Argyle Street and join us for the block party.
And will you be joining the Pride Parade on Saturday?
I and approximately 300 of my closest colleagues are going to be filling the streets with the TD contingent for the block for the parade, yes.
As the event took over the entire street, one of TD's partners, Neptune Theatre, has been assisting and participating in TD's Halifax Pride Block Party for the past 5 years.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bugden, and I'm the general manager at Neptune Theatre.
And tell us how you've contributed to today's festive parade.
We're so excited to have this on our doorstep, and we've always partnered with TD to bring the whole community together and to celebrate Pride. So we've supplied some services, electricity being one of them, some equipment and things so that the folks here at TD could come and quickly set up and have a lot of fun.
And you said you've been doing this every year now?
I think it's been about our fifth year since we've done this. Of course, we had a COVID pause, but it's wonderful to be involved.
And tell me, why is this important for you and for the community?
Neptune's really been on a journey to better reflect the community we serve, and that means that we are representative and that we do what we can to provide different stories and artists on our stages that truly reflect the people of Halifax, so this is part of it.
One of the artists that many kids gathered around to watch was Bill the Magician.
My name is Bill Wood. I'm a magician and a circus artist, and I'm with Atlantic Cirque down on the TD Block Party.
And why did you decide to come out today?
This is actually my job. I am also a member of the LGBTQ community, so it was a happy coincidence to get to hang out with fun people and play with circus toys and teach magic tricks and also be out with a great community.
And how long have you been doing this for?
I have been a magician since I was 16 and now I'm 41, so 26 years. But also I've been here since 5 o'clock, which is a different answer to the same question.
In addition to drag queens, magician performances, and acrobats, about a dozen kids were standing in line to get their face painted by Tori, who has been doing this for about 6 years.
Today I am face painting, and I work for Glow Parties.
And so far, how many kids would you say you've painted their face?
Oh, today? Maybe 15, 20.
And what kind of designs are you painting today?
Today we have rainbows, butterflies, Spider-Man, dragons, flowers.
This is Sarah Gouda reporting from the TD Halifax Pride Block Party, CKDU.